Hey guys, welcome back to Dudes with Hobbies. I hope you're ready for today because there's going to be some fate discussions going on. What I mean by that is last week we evaluated, so we did kind of two hobbies. One of them was watching the horoscope for the week and reading it and seeing if it matched what happened to us during the day. And the second one was kind of keeping track of it via journal, you know, which are two separate valid hobbies that you could do outside. But we decided to combine them to try them out because I was curious about, you know, keeping a journal. And then we're also, me and Keith are familiar with star signs. I'm not sure about if Miguel was. I'm sure he was. And then, you know, it's people always talk about it, but we wanted to see how true it was and how closely it came. So yeah. So how'd it go with you boys? Did you guys find meaning in your stars or no?
I mean, I think for me it was 50-50. Each day I think I waited to the end of the day and kind of just read it. And then see if it would match, or like I could at least put the daily horoscope to what had happened to me in that day. But I feel like maybe my life is just not very eventful. It felt like my horoscope was expecting me to do like bigger and greater things, and I'm over here like just getting home from work, coming back from the gym, playing video games, and then going to sleep. So, I don't know, maybe I'm not, I guess, reaching for those sort of stars.
I mean, I have the same thing too, dude, so we okay. Understand both.
Yeah. No, I would just say 50-50 on what the daily horoscope said, and what I noticed was, I think we can all agree on how broad the daily horoscope was and how you can, like, I wouldn't say tweak, but like bend, I think Artem said it, bend the words to kind of make it fit for your day.
Yeah, for my example for that, it said something about like with your significant other, there'll be distress in her family and stuff like that, and you should just be supportive and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I like how I said stuff like that twice, sorry guys. So what happened with her was her family was fine, but if you tweak the word family, meaning as the work family, then that was true. It's kind of like defining the different meanings to it, because like if you want to, it's really easy to find like, oh yeah, it was totally true because this means that,
exactly.
Then yeah, totally. Oh my God. It's like red me. I am a Libra. Oh my God. You know, but yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, I think I absolutely agree with you, because when people are reading this, they're not reading it to somebody else. They're reading it to themselves. So if this is something that someone believes in, of course they're going to try to make things line up, try to find, I don't want to say like justifications or reasoning behind their actions, but just, I mean, I guess it's kind of nice to know that if, for example, if you were just, like, I think we talked about it, Artem said it last week, was that if you're having a shitty day, that it's not your fault. Like, you just weren't meant to have a shitty day, but tomorrow will be better. And, you know, it gives you that sort of, like, reassurance that it wasn't something that you did. It's just, not everyone's going to have a wonderful day all the time. So.
I know what you mean. I think the horoscope is for everybody, so they have to write as broad as they can, so it hit a lot more, you know, the reader.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Because mine was the same thing, too. It's way too broad. I have to, like, contrast it into my own word to make sure it fit, but it's not really fit for some day. For some day, it was completely off, because I have really uneventful day, like you said. I just go home. Because I go to work, right? You go to work, you go home, and you just do your night routine. Like, go to run, eat, dinner, at nighttime, go back to sleep, something like that. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm supposed to do for that day. Because that day, it asks me, oh, you need to go out to have some fun with friend and party.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, I don't have friends.
Well, not like to be hanging out during
the week. Wow, I see how it is.
Yeah. I think it's more like, I don't know. I wrote three examples down, kind of like, fit very closely. It was for my Monday, February 3rd. It says, make plans to write a letter, send a greeting card, or put together a package for someone far away today, Leo. This can be a lot of fun to do, especially if the person receiving isn't expecting anything from you. Pictures, crafts, cookies, candies, books can be wonderful packagings to send to special people. Even if it's a simple greeting card, it can really brighten someone's day. Have fun. So from that, I had ordered Girl Scouts cookies. You can get them online. I don't know if you guys knew that. But
can you?
Yes. So for the girl, like the actual Brand Girl Scout, they get a kind of like a customizable link that they can share with their family and friends, that they can just log in, purchase the cookies, and then they get the quote unquote credit for it. Okay, we're not promoting any of this. It's just, I like Girl Scout cookies. So that's how you get them.
Yeah, for not sure.
Being anytime.
Yeah,
dude,
no.
I did not know that. That's so cool.
Yeah. Also, for that, sorry, went off topic there. So for Monday, I took them into work and I didn't realize, but like I wouldn't say everyone, but most of the people that I was offering girls, like the cookies, they kind of like, they were in shock. Like I was doing something nice, and I'm usually like a fairly nice person, especially at work. But I think while at work, you're so focused on like getting the work done and being very, like very, detail oriented. Like it's a very stressful environment. So like, you don't think Girl Scout cookies, oh, stressful, or like, you know, it's always like a pleasant memory, or maybe like, oh, I like their cookies, they're super good, or maybe you were a Girl Scout before, so you know, it brings up, you know, happy thoughts. So it was nice to see their faces light up or change from their work face, if you will. So I think that was kind of cool, and how it put it for the Monday, and then I brought the cookies in and I read it. I was like, oh, that's super weird, because I did it from Monday to Friday, and I think it just, yeah, it, that one, I think I would say hit spot on for me. I'm not sure if you guys had ones that were like very similar or that you didn't have to tweak much.
Let me see. Key, did you have anything?
No. I mean, for work, most of the time, to cheers my worker, my coworker, my colleagues, usually I bring up snacks, candies, keep the productivity up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And of course, like, I don't see a lot of, like, different team doing that to cheer the people up. For me, work is somewhere I would like to enjoy and not to get bored. Even though we have a lot of stress, so most of the time I just bring up like cookies, candies, and whatever snack I have, and just give it to my coworker to cheer them up. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that always helps the environment, if you will.
Yep, true. But for the horoscope itself, I mean, it's more because I am Gemini, right?
Gemini.
So, it doesn't have a lot of group activities, to be honest. It's only like around Tuesday when it has to go with your friend, and otherwise, yeah, it's just most of the time just be with yourself and try to have less arguments and more exercise activities. We already did on the time.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was gonna say. That is, I mean, it might just be your personal, you know, how you are as opposed to how everybody else is, that is a Gemini. So
I think so too, because I have my, like, if it's not on the weekend, I already have my own schedule for like every single normal day. Go home, go run, then go get dinner, then I'm gonna do some of my other work, and then after that, maybe an hour or 30 minutes, try to do a little bit yoga or exercise. And then after that, another 15 minutes for meditate, and then go to sleep. That's my like normal day, and that's it's not that eventful compared to like the horoscope like plan out to be, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. But,
yeah, but on Sunday it was right on the mark. So on Sunday is where I do my the first day of the week, right? So that's when I do my horoscope, and I cook, I eat, I nap, I go run, and then I go for Costco for gas, and then the horoscope was saying, oh yeah, you're gonna have some people gonna rub you the wrong way, right, and make you feel uncomfortable like in the hot plate, right?
And
I didn't, I like right before that night, right, I didn't know, okay, it's just like something it's just bullshit, right? I didn't know that, right? But then like at night, my wife and I have an argument.
Oh,
right?
No.
And I was like, oh yeah, this is right.
I mean, it happens. This happens. I'm just gonna agree. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna say it's not right. I would say it's maybe if you have like a day off and you have a lot of time for yourself and when you do a lot of activities, and these things might apply to you more compared to a worker like a normal work day like for me. Because that normal work day, I already have my schedule and I'm gonna follow it.
Right, you can't really. That's why. We don't have the liberty to go do things out of the norm.
Exactly.
We're expected to be at certain places at certain times. So, but I think I'm not sure if you guys had. Did you guys have other days that were very similar or was it just me? Because I had 3 days that were.
Yeah, sometimes they'll do it for like for a couple of days it'll be the same, I guess, like some stars, because I think they're basing them on the stars and stuff like that. So if the stars remain in the same position for like longer because of their periods of evolution are kind of like longer than other combinations, let's say, then your day will kind of be the same area, right?
Okay, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and then as far as like everything goes, it's actually interesting because for today, it said to me to abandon everything that because it's creepy in a way that it describes sometimes, like it hits spot on, you know, like he was saying, like today it was like, you know, you tend to go with things that you know and you've explored and like you're familiar with, and it's absolutely right. Like today we went to a place that I previously didn't like to eat, right, because we had a hangout today because I was introducing my girlfriend to everybody.
Right.
Yeah. And then it said like,
Yeah,
we'll get to that. Hold on. So it said to me today to like abandon all the things that you've done previously and just try something new. So today we went to this restaurant, right? And I've introduced my girlfriend to my friends who have what I've never done before. And it's the first.
Nice.
And then I had a lot of fun today. It was good because I was kind of afraid that, you know, either the parties could be awkward or even worse, both parties would be awkward. But
that's
usually
the worst.
Yeah, but it was fluid, you know. She was communicating, they were communicating, people were talking, we're having fun. It didn't seem forced, you know.
Okay,
like all right, go meet my friends, all right? You better fucking work them, you know. Like, no, none of that. It's like, it was great. I was kind of worried, but it's good. And it went really good, Miguel. You know, it was really great. They chatted, everybody else brought their own significant others.
Oh, nice. That usually makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah, I was trying to do that so it wouldn't be like, all right, yeah, so it's a guy time, but here's my girlfriend.
No, I gotcha. Yeah. So this one wasn't so much about my work life. It was more so my personal life. I know we all have Facebook and you know how it says 4 years ago you were doing this and it brings up that photo. So for me, it was while I was in Okinawa.
I don't have Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, like for normal people, okay? You have Facebooks and you have those reminders and it's usually like something embarrassing or you're like something that you said and you're like, Jesus Christ, what was I thinking? For me, it was the a photo of a group of friends of mine from the military, and we were wasted. We took a photo like right outside. We called it the smoke pit, and it was like right behind the buildings where we used to live. And We just took a photo. It was late at night. I want to say it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. We went outside and we were just hanging out, and then we all just took a photo. So that photo came back up, and then I saw it today. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I hate the fact that I can smell the photo. I can feel, like, I remember how I felt when I took the photo. Anyways, to tie it back into the horoscope, my horoscope for the 5th was, is there a person in your life who keeps coming back in mind again and again? If so, it might be better to, let me get together and read properly. If so, it might be time to get it together, whether it's something that you need to be worked out or simply miss him or her. Take the steps needed to connect, even if it takes email, letters, or a phone call to get in touch. Rather than having them pop into your head continuously, reach out and make contact. So I did reach out to my friend. He is actually in D.C., with his girlfriend, but he was in that photo, the Facebook reminder thing. So we were kind of just talking about all of our quote unquote stupid adventures that we had, but it was actually kind of nice. And I reached out to him before I read my horoscope, so that was kind of weird. The first part of, like, him coming back to my mind, not so much. It was just more so the fact that I saw the photo, it reminded me of him, and we just called from there. But
So the horoscope is right.
Yeah, well, for that day was very specific, yeah. So, I mean, other days it was just
how,
like,
did they do it?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, maybe they're in cahoots with Facebook? I don't know.
Because that day for me, right, the February the 5th?
Yes.
That's yours, right?
Yes.
So that day, they say it's a Gemini, right?
Mm-hmm.
It say I supposed to feel energetic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh air, sunshine, and physical activities and stuff like that. Well, I run every day anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at night, I was super tired, right? That day, I was goddamn tired.
Uh-huh.
And it asked me to go outside to make friends.
Oh,
to get together with some friend for coffee because you feel very energetic.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. God damn, what's this? I'm tired. It's like, my mind was like out the window. Mm-hmm. You know, like at night, I just go straight to sleep.
Well, maybe, did you have a lot of energy in the morning? Were you kind of...
No, man.
No, it was just, you were just tired throughout the day?
So the February the 4th,
mm-hmm.
I have a comments on my notes. Why keep talking so much? Couldn't sleep at night.
Oh my god. Okay, but see, that makes sense.
So February the 5th, I didn't feel any positive, energetic, whatever. Man, I feel tired as hell.
Okay, well, I mean, that might have just been like, normally she doesn't keep you up, right?
Yeah, normally keeping me up. But
normally it would have. I mean, it might have been. But again, it's just, I think that just goes to show that, like, even these daily readings or, you know, horoscope, I don't even know what to call them. It just depends on the individual. So if, like, for example, in my instance, it just hit spot on, you know, actually did the activity that it told me that I was going to do. So I mean, it was kind of cool. It was kind of like, oh, well, I mean, maybe it was just meant.
To be honest, right? This is pretty cool.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it was just meant to be.
I mean, they have the sign for Gemini and everything, and it's almost kind of fit your schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also for the Chinese horoscope, they also write the same way, too. It's very vague. But if you actually try to fit into your situation, it's almost fit mm-hmm. for some day. So it's not like 100% right, but at least around like maybe 60 or 50%.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's, I mean, it's,
yeah.
I honestly didn't think I was going to enjoy doing this, but like, I'm gonna tell you right now, writing it like to each day and like doing it each day was kind of like annoying. I wasn't looking forward to it. But like as I kept doing it, I'm like, oh, okay, this is okay. You know, it got progressively less and less sucky. I don't know.
Did you guys actually look up like your horoscopes with them telling you why you're feeling a certain way or why certain things will happen to you? Like, for me, it was like Aries is entering Venus or something like that, and it's third phase. Blah blah blah.
Yeah. No. I think that might have answered a lot more of our questions as to why it said the way it said it. But I think for me it was more like, well, I'm just gonna, because I'm just barely like trying to understand, you know, what it's trying to tell me. So I didn't want to go too deep in and then get completely lost and not like just not understand. So
okay,
yeah.
Same. Right. I didn't care like what happened that day for the star. All I care is if it's actually fit with my notes, because some of the no is pretty damn funny. Like the no in February the 4th and the 5th, right? Before that, I was like, why don't I feel energetic? Then I look at a comment on the top of the February 4th. Wife keep talking at night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then that also like I think goes in or ties into the what's it, journal? No, it's not in journalism. It's like what were we calling it? Is it note-taking? Not note-taking.
I mean, I wrote mine at Microsoft Word.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it kind of makes sense. And I mean, if you're doing this every day and you're just reviewing your notes or whatever notes you take down throughout the week, I guess it could help you understand why you're feeling frustrated on, like, the day that you should have gotten sleep, you know, the night before. So, I mean, that might help some people.
Yeah, I think that would have a lot if you try to organize your life.
Exactly. It's like, you know, what am I doing? You know, how is it affecting my life? And how can I fix it? You know, because you are in charge of your life. So.
Yep.
I actually kind of have a theory. Sorry, Kate. A theory in regarding with... I don't know if you guys, well, I'm sure you guys know, but you know how different phases of the moon affect the gravitational pulls, among other things?
Yes, 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 yes.
So, like, your tides get higher or lower depending on where the moon is, and, like, certain other things change, like the pressure of the air and, like, this other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a theory, like, what if that stuff actually does affect it? Maybe, like, the readings aren't, like, exactly spot on, like, they can't describe you every single day, that would be kind of... You know, like godlike power of omnipotence of seeing like what's gonna happen today. Mm-hmm. Like today, you're gonna have a shitty day because of this and this happening. Like, ah, fuck.
Oh,
you know,
no.
But what if there is actually a connection between the date you were born, right?
Mm-hmm.
Given the certain positions of the stars, because in physics they teach you that the universe is all connected together. You know, it's like everything is affecting everything else. You know, you can't just like add something somewhere and not feel an equal and opposite reaction. Right.
Oh.
Like
okay,
the Newton's
okay.
law. So maybe they are onto something here. You know, maybe. Like I'm not gonna quote this entire book just because, I mean, yeah, it was vague, and yeah, if you want to, you obviously can fit every single day into actually what happened to you that day. You know, like well, you did say this was gonna happen. Like this didn't happen, but this happened. You know.
Right.
So like,
right.
Maybe they are right. Well, you know, yeah. So, just take everything with a grain of salt. You know, it's kind of like believing in a higher being or like believing in God or something out there. There's a reason why it's called belief. There's no proof. You shouldn't need proof. It's belief. You know? If there was proof, then it wouldn't be believing, you know, it'd be just like kinda like, well, gravity is there. How do you know?
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go religious on you guys. I'm just trying to make my point here.
No, I mean I liked
it, you know? It kind of helped you with, like, removing some of, like, I think you were saying that in the beginning, right? Like, how if you're having a shitty day, it's not because you're a shitty person, you know, bad things happen to you. It's because so many things aligned together, you know, that today was going to be your shitty day.
Yeah,
even though if you
absolutely.
Had nothing to do with it. So I liked it. This was kind of like another way where you're like, you could say like, oh my God, I had a shitty day. Let me just check my horoscope. And today would be like, gather up your strength. Today is not going to be an easy day for you. You're like, I knew it.
Yeah,
I mean, you sensed it.
Like
Aries was entering Venus for the second phase today, not the third.
God. Yeah, like every day, you just look at the sky, look at the star. God damn it, Venus, stop touching my stars.
Oh no, it's gonna be tomorrow. Tomorrow's gonna suck for me.
Oh
And then, but don't rely your entire life on this, because holy crap, like
this thing can get addicted.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Because not to cut everyone off, but like my coworkers, I want to say get to work an hour earlier, and like they talk about this. They will sit there and they'll just talk about how their houses or their son or their I listen to half of what they're saying, but it's just we're like not even breaking like the surface of what this all means to certain people.
Do you think it's too convoluted, superstitious?
I mean, even with every superstition, there's a portion of truth, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm
so
sure.
Maybe it's a portion of truth, but you shouldn't, like, base your lives on that.
You know, absolutely. Don't ever base your life on something like this. Like, it's fine to use it as a helpful thing, like, to get through the day and stuff like that, but this in no way, shape, or form will direct how you're going. Only you have the power, okay? Like, only you're supposed
to
be deciding.
This one, for me, is like an entertaining thing, because it sounds really funny. Because some of the horoscope for me sound very, very, very funny. For example, for Gemini, some of them have the 2020, right? I'm going to have hit into this Zen state where you got to make a lot of money on do down that shit. I mean, everybody like money. And a lot of people, when they read it, they'll be like, oh my God, I should look at more because I'm going to make more money. But in a sense, you shouldn't trust it at all. Because it's just perspective, right? Anything is just perspective. If you actually just focus on yourself more to have yourself, your mental state and your health better, I think that's way better than money compared to just follow your stuff in different material way.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. But I mean, the way maybe other people are seeing it is they are in a financial, like, struggle, and I wouldn't say that having more money would make them happy. It would just make them less unhappy. So I mean, I don't know how else, like, they could, you know, because if your horoscope is saying that, you know, this is your year 2020, you're going to be, you know, more financially stable. I would hope that you don't expect this year just to give you money. You know, you need to work for what you are getting. No one's going to give you anything for free. So as long as people understand that, and if they go into reading these horoscopes or, you know, getting into something more deeply to help them achieve those goals, I think this, like I think Artem said, is a tool that can be used. But you are ultimately, you know, in charge of your life. So I wouldn't let these readings
let Jesus take the wheel.
Exactly. And I feel like this is very, like, I would say, like, a hard topic, or just I'm not trying to
see
all serious and shit.
I agree with Key, because, you know, you getting a prediction where it's like it's gonna be like a good financial year for you, this should be taking as motivation, not as, all right, I'm just gonna chill, relax, and let the cash flow into my lap, you know?
Yeah, like,
it should be like a motivational thing where you're like, all right, I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to progress. Because in one of the books that I've read about self-success, they say that money is never going to fall in your lap. Okay. Money is a side effect of your success, of you working diligently on yourself as a human being. Okay. You need to prioritize the correct focus points. You need to work on yourself, your talents, your abilities. And honestly, one of the greatest things I've heard on YouTube actually was the job you pick, right? You're literally selling your life for a certain amount of money. So don't ever stop improving, because the more you improve, A, the better you'll feel about yourself, which is really important. B, the more money you're going to make. And like I said, the money making part is a side effect. It's not the main goal. Main goal is to improve, because if you improve, God damn, you can make so much money.
Exactly.
And then with the improvement comes, you know, all you need is like one lucky break, which is, you know, easier said than done. But at the same time, it's like a guaranteed steady success.
At least you're ready for it if you actually train yourself to,
exactly,
you know,
exactly,
the mental stay, the,
yeah, exactly,
the physical,
like,
stay. Yeah, so when the lucky streak comes, you're ready for it and you're able to take it.
And then you're the one taking
yeah,
the
for
wheel.
Me, I'm not going to do it every day. Yeah, So that's for me this week for horoscope. I really enjoy to see how my days go.
Mm-hmm.
But since I already have a routine that I'm gonna do for it, so this is a good hobbies in a sense of you do a good schedule, a diary for you to check what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I already have my own schedule and I know like what I'm gonna do each day, so it's not gonna know for me. What about you guys? You guys gonna do it every day?
I think I'll probably I was talking to my coworkers and they have a different app that they use, and I did download it. It is slightly different than like the site that we were using, but it is kind of nice, you know. Like, I'm not one to be often on my phone and read it, but it's on my phone. I'll eventually look at it, or like, you know, it made sense for certain days. So I think even if it makes sense on one day and it makes me feel maybe just a little bit better, I'm gonna read it. So I think for me, yes to the reading into, but no to the writing down and kind of like...
Yeah, I actually don't think you're supposed to be writing it down. I think you're kind of supposed to check it before you go to work.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm also not gonna do it for kind of a reason because I feel like this is based on more of a person that does like office work, and it's like more oriented towards them because it's kind of like directing your day and stuff like that.
Because
I did notice that it's mainly talked about like either your career or like your immediate like SO or something like that. So depending on the day that you'll be having, it's like, okay, well, this is a good day to, you know, work on a project, take more responsibility, whatever. And it's like kind of like, well, it doesn't really apply to a student that well, you know?
Right, right.
Like, I get what they're saying, but at the same time, it's kind of like, eh, you know, so probably will not work for me. So no, I will not be doing this.
All right, that's that two
I think
one for not doing it, but let's move on. Then we'll move on to next hobby, man.
Next hobby, you know, when they first told me that we're going to be doing this hobby, I was kind of excited because I immediately thought of Mulan.
Yes.
At the very beginning scene.
Uh-huh.
And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, we're going to be doing calligraphy.
Yep.
You know? Ban Mulan.
Oh my god. Okay, first of all,
the movie has almost come out.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Is that soon? Do we know when is this coming out?
Maybe in a month or two.
God. I'm excited. I was kind of hoping for a different actress, but I'm glad they kept the heritage how it should be.
Yeah, but I don't like the way they talk though. Like, it's not gonna have any singing. What kind of musical movie
or
that
Disney
doesn't
movie
have singing
they're making? Yeah.
What? There's no singing?
No, there's no singing.
There was singing in the Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So
everywhere
the director was saying, oh, it's a war movie. Why you need singing war movie?
Because
like,
it's a
It's
a Disney movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know why to watch Disney's movie?
Because
it's goddamn singing.
You're not gonna sing "I will make a man out of you" while making eye contact with everyone else? Like, are you kidding me? What kind of Mulan is this?
I don't know. That's what the director said. It's a war movie. You should not supposed to sing.
Fuck? Well,
so
that's unfortunate.
I'm not really look forward for this one.
Well, maybe they sneak up the singing. It's like it'll come out of nowhere. I don't know. You know what? But then what? You know, I'm not even going to get into this.
You know what? Just
Mulan.
Get to our hobbies. Fuck the movie.
Yeah, no.
don't fuck the movie.
No,
you know, like, give it a chance. But like, just see what people say. Wait for the reviews.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't pre-order your games. Just
go
wait.
Watch it.
Okay. Yeah.
All-time, like, friggin' favorite movie of, like, Disney movie has to be Mulan. But anyways. So, into the calligraphy. Are you guys thinking doing like brush, pen, like a stylus almost, like for the wording? How do you guys picture
no,
this?
Mine gonna be in a fountain pen.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So maybe it's gonna be on a brush pen later. But since I have like a drawing pad, maybe I'll just do a digital. You know?
Oh, that might be cool.
Yeah, so that might be cool. I don't know. Before, like when in high school, when I used to do this in Photoshop, when I do a drawing of my name, right?
Mm-hmm.
A using calligraphy, right? And then after that, I scan and I put on Photoshop and I make it like my own icon.
No way.
Yeah, so now I have a digital pad, so maybe I'll just do drawing on my digital pad with my calligraphy, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then send it over to you guys.
Okay.
See how it's work.
That sounds really cool. I was thinking it more like
impressive.
Kind of like, I wouldn't say like graffiti almost, but like that's how I think of calligraphy, cuz it's just another style of writing, correct?
Oh, yes, kinda yes. Like yeah, I see. Almost. My was a little bit more like a Chinese thing where, okay. You know, like you have to, you know, the Chinese word, right? They don't have character.
Correct.
It's just a bunch of stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what mine's about. Like it's just a bunch of stroke that connect together to create a word.
Oh,
and some stroke okay. may be smaller, some stroke are possibly bigger. But in the end, it's still... It's gonna represent what I want to say. That's what I mean.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I mean,
yep.
I think, because like, when I was, I think before I met you guys, the high school before, it was very like, I don't want to say ghetto, but definitely ghetto. So a lot of people, you know, very, very artistic.
Graffiti.
Yeah, so there was a lot of that going on. A lot of people would like, You can tell who were the artists in their group just because of like their notebooks were covered in it. They were just very, and honestly they were talented. Now that I think about it, it's just
that's amazing.
They needed some sort of like canvas because can't use buildings. Totally legal.
I see. I remember some of those guys have a very talented way of drawing on that stuff too.
Yeah, it's just, but I feel like they just needed to find the right outlet to let all this creativity, you know?
Maybe the right group of friends, too.
Oh, that, too, yeah.
Yeah, because I think the environment is one thing mm-hmm. to change you, and then the group of friends that you be in to change you, too. Because if you're in the wrong group of friends, your talent won't actually go up, mm-hmm. you know? No, you know what sure. I mean? So I don't know. I graffiti for me, sometimes it's really beautiful if you've done it right. It's completely changed the way you look at artists. So in YouTube, actually, they have like these graffiti guys that actually do graffiti for like a mural for these big office, like for LinkedIn, okay. for Microsoft, or Facebook, something like that.
Yeah.
And they do graffiti for a city where they ask that they go and do it to different picture. Some of them did really well. You guys should check it out.
Oh, okay. See, now this reminds
me of... They have a YouTube channel for it.
Okay. You'll have to link that. But I'm sure every city has this, but like a lot of people, like a lot of, especially here in San Diego, there's this bridge that crosses like the San Diego Bay into an island, and this bridge is huge, like for the size of the city and like not having big bridges, this is a big bridge. So I think I want to say there was some sort of accident at the base of the bridge, and the car went from the highway onto like a playground where there was kids and like adults. Long story short, a lot of people were killed, and this park became a kind of like a hot spot where people would come and like draw. Oh, I wouldn't say mural, like to remember the people
murals?
That were. Yes, that's the word. Thank you. Uh-huh. I was like, what's the freaking word? Anyways, so like there, and it's in. I need to go back because it's this place is so pretty. Like, all the columns that support the bridge that goes on top of this playground, it's like covered in like drawings and some of them even have stories. So I think it's just super cool how people can turn words, phrases into like art to represent something. So I think that's very cool.
Yeah, I think, but all right. Gotta grow back here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is calligraphy.
Yes.
It's not graffiti. just to make sense, because graffiti you have to do with spray paint, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we should do spray paint someday, but not today.
Yeah. Not, and definitely not graffiti, because I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Well, right, but we would just do it on a piece of paper.
In your house.
Yeah, or because like calligraphy, you could just like.
Or your neighbor. Without any knowledge.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Without any knowledge, he says too.
Yeah, like at night, when everybody sleeps.
Their front door going, bitch. Or like you do like the thing where they did in The Hobbit, and then like a bunch of dwarves show up to them, and they're like, is this the place for the gathering to slay the dragon and gather our loot?
Yes. Yes. Like, no, sure? But yes.
Like, honey, why are all the midgets in the living room? Honey, they're not midgets, they're dwarves.
Nice. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're definitely going to be doing calligraphy. We're going to be doing some Chinese characters, from what I understand, or Japanese.
Wait, really? What about American letters in Chinese style?
Well, because, I mean, it's just...
Okay, can you do it?
So, that's... Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Because I don't know why, but when you say calligraphy, it means, like... To me, it means, like, something, like, Chinese-related. But you're absolutely right. It doesn't have to be Chinese. Like, everybody has calligraphy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's French. Just decorative handwriting, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like where all the letters are connected in the single word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now this could be really cool.
How are you gonna grade this?
Well, there's, that's what I'm with saying. But like, maybe okay. So this is where I was getting confused and brought up graffiti is because they were doing calligraphy, but they were also including, like,
art.
Yeah, art. So they were. Okay, that's why I was getting them confused. But yeah, they were just doing calligraphy style writing and putting art behind it as well. So, yes. Okay, got it. On the same page.
Because graffiti, they have art behind it, also color.
Yes.
I don't know calligraphy, you have that much color.
No, from what I see it's just like writing, but just a very specific or like very unique
different font. Mm-hmm. Almost exactly. So how are you gonna rate it, guys? So do we do like a single paper when you write your name, or when you write your nickname, whatever you want to write on, and like you're gonna sentence. Take picture of it? Or
I think we could just do, I mean, we could do our name.
Yeah,
that could be fine. And then just like show how or what style we liked the best.
And also one more thing. So one of our listeners just contacts me, right, and tell me that he's just confused, right?
Oh, because
he doesn't know who's because we never introduce our name.
Okay.
Wow, that's a valid point. Actually, we didn't.
We never introduced our name.
Well, okay. We
will introduce our name in season 2.
Stay tuned.
Right, what now, a late right now, you're just listening to three dudes talking about different type of topics. Okay, you don't need to know the stories in the background.
No.
That comes in with the DLC, okay, guys?
I love it. Oh, goodness. I mean, I'm sure names popped up, but yeah, I could see how it would be hard to follow.
I think you can figure it out, because we use each other's names pretty often, you know?
But the thing is, like, a random dude come in, and he was like, yeah, I don't know any of you guys' names, so you guys just talking like normal, but I know that three different accent and three different voice, right?
Oh,
but
okay.
Does it still, he doesn't click which accent with who and whom, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm
gonna tell our names in season 2. Right now it's season 1. This is a test run.
Go ahead.
Well, that is true, yeah. Mm-hmm. We weren't thinking that this was gonna turn into like a serious thing, and I'm really surprised that we've gone this long with it. And I'm really proud that we have,
you
know.
Why are we still doing this?
Because it's fun, kidding. To be honest.
Isn't that the ultimate question, Miguel? No matter what you do, you know, it could be the best job in the world, but after some time, you're like, why am I doing this?
No, I got you.
I love it.
So
love it. Okay, yeah, so calligraphy, guys. I think this is going to be the wrap for the episode.
All right.
And looks like we hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll see you guys next time to see our pictures, as well as what we thought about calligraphy and who gets the best marks.
Yikes.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, guys. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.